Boker Tov, good morning. Chodesh Tov. Zad Hashem, we pray that we have the Beit HaMikdash very soon. We should not be mourning. Okay, today's Daf is Daf Chaf Gimel, Daf 23. We left off at 22b at the bottom, third to the last line. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Cholim. Ubichladam. הרב שלמה בן שמסי, חמדה ברכה מהרד ראשון, אלה מלך הנמקה מרבקה, שרה בן מוניר, שלמה מסערה, דוד בן רחל יפה בת דברה, רבקה בת אחי ורבקה בת אסתר, שלמה מסער רפאים, אליהם משה בן חנה, יפה בת מרים, יהודה בן יפה חיה, שרה בשמחה רבקה בת חנה, שמחה בן מלכה מרים, בת יחד בלידו של מרים, חנה, אליאנה בת נעמי, רחל אסתר בת תמר, אסתר בחנה, גברי כדברה ברכה. דן בן אסר, יששכר בן יהודה, יעקב בן תמר מלכה, אלישבע בן נטע, ארי בן יפה, יוסף בן נרמה, שבו שם פנינה, יוסף בן יפה, דניאל בן דינה, שמחה מלאה, אפרים ידעיה, מרגיל בן יעקב, שם ילדו, כדלו, אלינה בגל בת מרים, גבריאל יהושע בן נחמה חנה, מלכה בת אסתר. רפואה שלמה. ולהבדיל לנשמת דוד בן אליהו, בנימין בן יצחק, גדליאל דנה בת אפרים, שמעון בן ישעאל, רינה מלכה בת דן, בועז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמר ברכה בת אברהם. Okay, we're continuing. Third to last line on 22b. No. Everywhere is good. Tan Rabbanan. Tan Nebraita. Shanaim Omrim, if two come and say, Nitkatsha, that this woman was betrothed. Third to last line on 22b. Vishnaim Omrim, and two come to say, Lo Nitkatsha. She was not betrothed. Okay? Harezo Lo Tinase. I think maybe you're one page behind, maybe. One more page. Namud Bet at the bottom over there. There you go. No, you're good. Okay, if that happens, if you have two come and say that she got engaged, two come and say she did not get engaged, lo tinase machlok. We don't know if she's married or not. We tell her don't get married in case you are engaged.
Vim niset. If she's married.
No, we don't know if she's married. Two witnesses are saying she is. Two witnesses are saying she is not.
It's not about Abbasin and Kiddushin. Just
they have machlok if she did Kiddushin. So Lotina says she cannot get married. Vim said, and if she does, Lotet says she does not have to get a divorce from another man if she gets married to another man. Meaning there's a doubt if she's engaged already to this person. Okay. Shnaim Omrim Nidgarsha. If two people come and say that she was divorced, she got divorced. Shnaim Omrim Lo Nidgarsha. And two come and say, no, she did not get a divorce. Hareza Lotina says she cannot get married to someone else. Vim Nasea Niset Tetse. But if she did marry someone else, she has a divorce. So this is different than the previous case. The previous case said you do not have to get a divorce in the case of nitkatsha, of engaged. Over here saying you do need to get a divorce if she gets remarried, because we're going to explain in the Gemara why. A few different answers. So the Gemara asks, flipping the Amud, Maishna Reisha, Umaishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? What's the difference between the case of Kiddushin, if they testify that she's sanctified by Kiddushin, or they say she was Megureshet, she was divorced. So the Gemara brings a few answers. Amar Abaye. We brought this earlier, it's pretty much similar to what we said earlier, right? On the previous Amud, we had a similar question. It was a case of death, and there was a case of Gerushin. By the case of death, she didn't have to get a divorce. By the case of Gerushin, a divorce, she did have to get a divorce. And we asked why over there. We brought three answers. We brought one by Abaye, one by Rav Ashe, and one by, if I remember correctly, it was, one by Abaye, one by Rava, and one by Rav Ashe. This time it's just going to be two answers. So Amar Abaye, Tirgema be'edechad. What are we talking about? It's only one witness. Edechad omer nitkatsha. If one witness says she got betrothed, ve'edechad omer lo nitkatsha. She did not get betrothed. Tarvayu bipnuya kamesade. Both of them, what are they testifying about? A single woman. They're saying she was single. One saying she got engaged. One saying she is not. So everyone agrees that she was a single woman. So ve'haydeka amar nitkatsha. The one who says that she got kiddushin, hava lechad. She's only one now. If two people are testifying that she was single and one now says she got engaged, ve'ein dvarav shel echad bimkom shnayim, and one cannot go versus two. So therefore the two witnesses who said she was single stands, and that's why if she were to have gotten married to someone else, we would not make her divorce, but ideally you don't get married because we don't know if she's single or not. Seifa, if we go to the latter part of the Braita, ve'edechad omer nitgarsha, if one witness says she got a divorce, ve'edechad omer lo nitgarsha, and one witness says she's not get a divorce. So what's the machloket about? Tarvayu be'eshet ish kamesade. Both of them are arguing on an eshet ish, on a woman who was married, right? They're both saying she was married. One is saying she got a divorce. One saying she's not. She did not. V'hai deka'amar nidgarsha. The one who says she got a divorce, hava lechad. That's only one witness. Ve'in dvarav she'edechad mimchom shnayim. And one cannot go up against two. So we view her as if she is not divorced, and therefore if she married someone else, she has to get out of that marriage as well. This is explanation number one. Rav Ashe Amar, Rav Ashe gives a second explanation. Le'olam tre v'tre. Really, it's two against two witnesses. It's not one witness. V'ipuch. And just flip around the opinions. Shnaim omrim re'inua she nitgatsha. Two people say we saw her get engaged. Not she got engaged. We saw. Ushnaim omrim lo re'inua she nitgatsha. And two come and say we did not see her get engaged. We didn't see her get engaged. So what do we say? Hareza lo tinase. She's not allowed to get married. V'im niset. And if she does, we flip it around. Tetse. She has to get a divorce over here.
Wait a minute. They believe in the two said she did, but not the two that said she didn't.
Right. Because the two that said she did, they say we saw her get engaged. The two who said she didn't, they just say we didn't see anything. Okay, you didn't see anything. It's not a proof that it didn't happen. If you didn't see, something happen in the world, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. Okay. But if someone saw it happen, that means it did happen. Okay. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious.
You even accept that testimony.
Very good. So, lo re'inua, ina ra'aya. If someone says, I didn't see it happen, it's not a proof. That's not a proof. Right. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, what are we talking about? The daire bechatzer echa. They live in the same courtyard. So they live right next to each other. Maudatema, I would have thought to say, im ita denit katsha, if they actually got engaged, kala itla lemilta. You think someone's going to get engaged and no one's going to hear about it? All of the neighbors are going to hear about it, the whole community and the area is going to hear about it, right? So how is it possible? So I would have thought that if they got engaged, everyone would have heard about it, and that's why if they didn't see it happen, we know it didn't happen. Kamashmalan comes to teach us, no, the avde inajin de mekatshe bitzina. That it's possible sometimes a person wants to get engaged in private. A person doesn't want to propose always in front of everyone. Sometimes a person likes his proposal to be made private. Just to understand in those terms. Seifa, if we go to the latter part of the Beraita. Shnaim omrim re'inua shenitgasha. Two say we saw her get divorced. Ushnaim omrim lo re'inua shenitgasha. Two say we did not see her get a divorce. So, harezo lo tinase. She cannot get married. Vim niset lo tetze. But if she got married, we flip it around now. And we say that she can stay married. She doesn't have to divorce that man. So the Gemara says, Mai kamashmalan. What are you coming to teach us here? What's the difference between this case and the previous case? Are you trying to say that even though they live in the same courtyard as these people who are testifying, this deen would apply? That's the same exact rule as what we just brought above, the previous case. So the Gemara says, "Ma'u detema." I would have thought to say, "Gabe kiddushin hu da avidi de inashe de mikatshe betzina." By the case of kiddushin, when someone wants to get engaged, sometimes a person, when he wants to get engaged, you would understand that he would want to do it in private. Aval gabe gerushin, but by divorce, im ita. Kiddushin essentially. I'm explaining it as proposal just to be more practical in one's mind.
Yeah, you say that it could happen.
Right? But by aval. Gabe gerushin, but by divorce, im ita de igarsha. But if someone gets a divorce, kala itla lemilta, everyone will hear about it. If someone gets a divorce, when someone gets a divorce, cher bashelu aleinu, everybody will hear about it. Kamashmalan comes the Quran teacher says no. The avide inish the mekadshe umigarsha betzina. That it's possible a person wants to betroth, and sometimes a person wants to get a divorce. Both of them will do it in private. So by the case of engaged, if they did it, then they cannot get married, and if they got married, they would have to get a divorce from the second husband, the second man. By the case of divorce, sometimes the person divorces in private, and so therefore, ideally, if we don't know, she shouldn't get married without proper testimony. But if she did get remarried, she would be allowed to stay married based on that assumption that sometimes a woman gets a divorce in private. Okay. Ve'im misha niset ba'o edim lo tetze. We said in our Mishnah, this line, we didn't understand it. If once they got married, then the witnesses came, she does not have to get a divorce. So the Gemara says, they're going to explain what this is going on. What are we talking about?
Well, they don't check their documents at both occasions. Marriage and divorce. They have that she has get, and this one's a ketubah.
Well, sometimes she wants to get remarried. She didn't actually get a divorce, and she doesn't prove her, so she's not, I don't know. Or she says, I lost my divorce.
These are
Okay, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshaya matnila Reisha. Rabbi Yoshaya teaches this phrase on the Reisha of our Mishnah, that we brought two cases in our Mishnah. One case in our Mishnah was, she says, Gerusha'ani, she says, I am a divorced woman. And the second case, Rabba Baravin, Madnila Asefa, Rabba teaches it on the Seifa, the latter part of the Mishnah, that what did she say? She said, I was taken captive by the Goyim, but I'm Tehora, I am pure. So each one teaches it in itself. So in both cases, they're each trying to say that if any of these things happened and they got married and only then the witnesses came, then she would not have to get a divorce. So the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says, Mande Manila Resha, the one who teaches this on the Resha, on the beginning of part of the Mishnah, Kol Sheken Asefa, how much more so on the latter part of the Mishnah? There is Shivuya Hekelu, because by the case of a woman who was taken captive, we are lenient, we rule more leniently in that case. So that's why we allow that. Uman de Matnila Asefa, okay, so Rashi says, The chashasha be'alma hu de'ika. It's just a chashash. The shema niv'ala lo ved kochavim v'nisala lekehuna. Maybe she got, you know, taken advantage of and she's pasul to the kehuna. Not necessarily. A lot of times a woman is taken captive in order to get something out of it so they can get money out of it or something. Not necessarily for that reason. So that's why we're lenient by shivuya. Uman de matnila asefa, but the one who teaches it on the case of a captive, aval aresha lo, but on the case of the woman who says, megureshet ani, I am divorced woman, it does not apply, and so therefore, that wouldn't be problematic. Lema v'derav himnuna kamiflegi. Let's say they're arguing on the opinion of Rav Hamnuna. Demande matnila aresha, the one who teaches it on the resha, meaning the opinion of Rabbi Yoshaya, who taught it on the case of megureshet ani, it lay the Rav Himnuna. He holds of the opinion of Rav Himnuna. What opinion of Rav Himnuna? Do you remember what this opinion is? So Rashi tells us. He says that if a woman comes and says to her husband, Girishtani, you divorced me, ne'emenet, she's believed. So what do we see from that? On the case of Rabbi Oshaya that says it's going on, the case of Girusha'ani, I'm a divorced woman, that's when she's believed. Whereas, Uman de Manila Asefa, the one who says taught it on the latter part of the Mishnah, Late the Rav Himnuna does not uphold the opinion of Rav Himnuna. So this would be a machloket if we are holding like Rav Himnuna, or we do not hold like Rav Himnuna. This is what the Gemara is trying to say. It's a machloket on his opinion. The Gemara answers no. Lo, the kule alma id lehu le Rav Himnuna. Both of them actually agree to the opinion of Rav Himnuna. Vehacha behakam nifigi. This is the machloket over here. The more savar ki itmar de Rav Himnuna. When Rav Himnuna said what he said, that a woman who comes and says, you divorced me, she's believed, because she says I'm a divorced woman. So the Gemara says, that's only ki itmar de Rav Himnuna befanav, in front of the presence of the person, of the man. Aval shelo befanav, but not in front of the man. Me'iza, she will be brazen and she's going to make something up. It could be that she'd be lying. She could be taking advantage. And it's not true, right? Umor savar shelo befanav nami einam me'iza. But the other rabbi, this is Rabbi Oshaya. So Rabbi Oshaya holds that in any case, she's never going to be so brazen to come and make up a story and lie, saying you divorced me when it's not true. So she's always believed. Whereas the opinion of Rabbah, he would come and say, no, if the husband is not present, it could be that she will be me'iz panim, and she will be brazen, and try to take advantage of the situation. This is the machloket they're trying to say. It's not a machloket in Rav Hamnuna. They both agree with the opinion of Rav Hamnuna. It's a machloket if she's going to be me'iz panim, befanav or not. Shelo befanav or not. Me'iz panim, yani, she's going to take advantage and make up a whole story and be someone who's ga'ava, have ga'ava and make up a story. Is a woman have so much ga'ava to make up a full story or not? So it's one opinion, yeah. So one opinion says yes, one opinion says no. The Gemara continues. Ve'im ishini said ba'u edim. If once she got married, then the witnesses came. Ve'chule. Amar avuad Ishmael, the father of Ishmael says, we learn actually a big lesson from here. Lo niset, niset mamash. It's not saying if she got married, actually married. Ela kevan shehi tirua linase, afari shelo niset. So once the Beit Din permits her to get married, even though she didn't get married yet, that's it. She's allowed to get married, even if witnesses come afterwards and say otherwise. But the Gemara says, we said she does not need to get a divorce afterwards. What does that sound like? That sounds like she got married. It's not if we permit her to get married, it's if she actually got married. So the Gemara says, Lo tetze mehetera rishon. No, it's not saying if she got married, it's saying she does not have to remove herself from that first heter that she got from the Beit Din. If the Beit Din says you are permitted, we believe you, then she is good to go. Even though the witnesses come after and say, we never heard about this case, how are you proving that she got divorced? We never heard about this. Still, she's clean to go because they permitted her to the world. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Amiran nishbeti utehorani. If she says I was taken captive and I'm pure, I was never taken advantage of. V'yeshli edim shetehorani, and I have witnesses that I am tahor, that I am pure. So what does we say? Ein omrim namtin ad sheyavo edim. We don't say we have to wait till the witnesses come. Ela metirino tamiyad. We permit her right away on her own testimony. The Gemara says hitirua linase. If we permit her to get married, v'achar kach ba'u edim, and then witnesses come and say, v'amru, lo yadanu, we don't know what she's talking about, harezo lo tetze, she does not have to get a divorce. V'im ba'u edei tuma, but if witnesses come and say, no, she actually performed a violation with the goy and did something like that, afilu yesh la kama banim tetze, even if she has a few children already from a kohen, she has to get a divorce, because obviously a woman who is taken advantage of, she cannot stay married. So the difference is, if she has witnesses that says we don't know, if they say we don't know, she does not have to get a divorce from the kohen. If there are witnesses that say we know she violated, then she has to get a divorce from the kohen.
In this case.
So the Gemara says, Hanish Vuyata, there were these captives, the Atyan and Naharda, that were brought to Narda. They were taken captive, brought to Narda. Oitiv Avuad Ishmael Nature Bahadaihu. Then what happened? The father of Shmuel, so they, these were captives, they were brought to Narda. The father of Shmuel put guards upon them so that no one would take advantage of them. Amarla Shmuel, so Shmuel his son, said to his father, Ve'adha Idna Mannatraihu. Why are you doing this? What? Until this point, who was guarding them? Meaning, who was protecting them until this point when they were captives? So why do you have to protect them now? Maybe they were already violated and they're already forbidden to a Kohen. So he says, Amar le, ilu benatech havyan, mi havyat mazelzel behu kulehai. If let's say they were your daughters, would you treat them so thing and just leave them around without protection? You're going to leave your daughter in the middle of the street, let anyone who wants to come and take advantage? That's what he told his son. This is his father speaking to Shmuel. So he's saying, you're telling me not to put guards on them? Who cares of what they did in the past? We need to protect them. They're like our daughters. So because he spoke like this to him, Havai kishkaga sheyotzei melifnei ha-shalid. It's a pasuk in Kohelet. Shlomo HaMelech says, it's like an error that came out from the mouth of the, you know, of the a ruler, of a king, that he made a mistake in what he said. He spoke negatively towards his son. V'ishtavyan binatei demor Shmuel. And Shmuel's daughters were taken captive. Shmuel's daughters were taken captive as a result. V'askinu la'arad Yisrael. And they were taken captive. Then they were brought up to the land of Israel. Okman l'shmuyaynu ma'varai. So what happened was the captors, they left. There's a captive, the people who were taken captive, the daughters of Shmuel, they left their captors inside. They said, let us go into the Beit Midrash for a moment. Okay, so they went inside. V'ayla the Beit Midrasha de Rabbi Chanina. They went into the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Chanina. Ha Amira, one of them said, Nishbeti uteorani. I was taken captive and I'm pure. V'ha Amira Nishbeti uteorani. And the other one says the same thing. I was taken captive, but I was not sleeping with Sharinu. So what happened? Rabbi Chanina said, okay, you're both permitted. We believe you. Now what happens? Sof ol atu shivuyainu. Then the captors, the people who took him captive, they came into the Beit Midrash. So what happens? Amar Rabbi Chanina, binan de morian inhun. These are children of a very big chacham. Because they knew that if they came in with their captors, we would have maybe assumed that, hey, probably they're taken advantage of, and it's not true. Or we would have had to go and search for witnesses, wait for the witnesses to come. Now that they came by themselves, we believed them, and I permitted them already. So it's already permitted. He said, wow, these are daughters of a very wise man. They found out it was the daughters of Shmuel. And what did they do? Amar le Rabbi Chanina le Rav Shimon bar Abba. Rav Chanina said to Rav Shimon bar Abba, who was a relative of Shmuel, Pok itapel bikrovotech. Go and marry your cousin. Go marry one of your cousins. He was a Kohen, Rav Shimon bar Abba. So Rav Shimon bar Abba was a Kohen. He told him, these I permitted them, even though we might have a chashash, since I permitted them, they're mutar, you can go and marry them. We don't have to worry about edim. And he told him, you and go marry your relatives, because even though they, you're a Kohen, you're still mutar to them. Amar le Rabbi Chanina, he said to Rabbi Chanina, v'hayika edim medinat hayam. But there's witnesses who are going to come. They're away right now, they're going to come.
Let's wait.
So he says, hashtam miyat leidnu kaman, but they're not in front of us right now. We don't have to wait for them. So he says, Edim bitzad istan v'teaser. What? If there are witnesses on the north side, we're going to have to wait for them and they're going to make us asur, they're going to make the woman asur. Ma pitom. Ta'ama, the reason is, delo atu edim, the witnesses did not come. What can we infer? Ha atu edim, if witnesses did come, mitzara, we would know that they would become forbidden, the woman would become forbidden. V'ha amar avuad Ishmael, but the father of Shmuel said, kivan she'itirua linase. Once we permit her to get married, the Beit Din permits her. Afal b'shalom niset, even though she did not get married, if the witnesses come and say, we didn't hear about this testimony, still she is permitted to get married. So how can you say that no, if the witnesses come, it's going to forbid her? We're talking not about witnesses who are coming to say, we didn't know. They're coming to say, we know she violated. So if witnesses are coming to say, we know she violated, then you're right, she's not allowed to get married. What he was saying, Father Shmuel was saying, is only if witnesses come and say, we don't know what she did. Then we'd say, since you were permitted, you're allowed to continue and get married. But what do we learn from this whole story? The importance of your mouth, of watching, being careful. Because Father Shmuel, he was teaching his son, he's saying it was your own daughters, you wouldn't take care. And because of that, that was the kishkaga, because of that, it happened to Shmuel's daughters that they were taken captive.
But he didn't see a bad thing.
He says, why are you speaking like this? It could happen. What, if it was your daughters, you wouldn't do the same. Since he opened his mouth, he was opening his mouth to the Satan about his own granddaughters. So therefore, huh?
He said, why if it happens to your daughters, it didn't happen?
Nachon. So it's very careful, you have to be. He's talking to his son, Shmuel. New Mishnah, flipping the Amud.
You don't know what the witnesses are going to come and say. So why are you not waiting for them? Maybe they're going to come in
maybe they come a year later.
Nahon, it's a good question. It's a good question.
Nahon. A year later, they're young or something.
Rashi, I think Tosfot asked the question. Va'ika edim medinat hayam de parich la'el perush va'yatza kol dikahatam de tumah. The Rashi ikshar Rabbeinu Tam verikama. Okay, no, we can sit all day learning it, but it's a very good question. What you're asking is a good question. I think it's a very good question. New Mishnah. Shtei nashim shenishbu. If you have two women who are taken captive, zot amer nishbeti v'tehora ani. I was taken captive, but I am tahor tehora. V'zot ameret nishbeti v'tehora ani, and the other one says the same thing. Einan ne'emanot, we do not believe them. U'bezman she'en me'idot zo et zo, hare elu ne'emanot. But whenever they testify about the other one, if this one says this one is pure, and this one says that one is pure, then we would believe them. Why? Rashi explains, because we are lenient with the case of, with one witness, by a case of a shavuya, by a case of a captive. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ani teme'a. Okay, we're going to bring four different cases here. Ani teme'a v'chaverati tehora. If a woman says, I am impure, my friend is pure, ne'emenet, we believe her. Ani tehora v'chaverati teme'a. If I am pure and my friend is not pure, ena ne'emenet, we do not believe her. Ani v'chaverati teme'a, I say we are both impure, ne'emenet al atzma ve'ena ne'emenet al chaverta. I am believed on myself, but not about my friend. Ani v'chaverati tehora. If me and my friend, I say we're both tehora, ne'emenet al chaverta ve'ena ne'emenet al atzma. I believe we're believed for my friend. She's pure, but not me. I am not pure. Four different cases. Amar Mor. Mor comes and says, he brings the second, third, and fourth case, and we're going to open them all up. Ani tehora v'chaverati teme'a. If she says I am pure, my friend is not pure, ena ne'emenet. We said she's not believed. Hechidame. What's the case over here? Idaleke edim. If there are no witnesses. Al atzma amay lo mehemna. Then why is she not believed on herself? Meaning, if there's no witnesses who are testifying otherwise, then why can't she be believed on herself? Of course, she can believe on herself, saying that she's tehora. So the Gemara says, nishbeti. So clearly, that sounds like in that case, then it must be there are witnesses.
It's not they have peshe asar because her friend came and said she was
peshe nati.
Right. No, what we're saying is, if there are witnesses who are coming to saying that she violated, then okay, we understand why she's not believed to say that I'm tehora. But if there are no witnesses, why is she not believed? Right, so it must be in a case that there are witnesses. That's number one. Nishbeti v'tehorani. Sorry. So the Gemara says nishbeti v'tehorani kamra. She's saying I was taken captive and I am tahor, meaning apesha asar or apesha itir. I was taken captive and now I'm tahor. I'm still tahor. Ela pshita deika edim. It must be in that first, in that second case, or the first case in our case. It must be that first case is talking about there are witnesses. Okay, the Reisha has witnesses.
And the fact that
they're friends, it's a whole combination of things. Ema mitziata. Let's go to the middle part of the Mishnah. Ani v'chaverti tme'a. If I say that me and my friend are both tme'a, ne'emenet al atzma ve'ena ne'emenet al chaverta. I am believed about myself, but I'm not believed about my friend. Meaning I'm believed to say that I am tme'a, but not about my friend. So the Gemara says, v'ideika edim, if there are witnesses, amai lo mehemna. Why is she not believed about her friend if there are witnesses? Why can't the witnesses also attest to say that the friend is tme'a? So you understand that what? Ela pshita deleika edim. The second case in our, the middle case in our Mishnah is talking about there are no witnesses. So the first case we said there are witnesses. The second case we said there is no witnesses. Now let's go to the third case. Ema seifa. Go to the latter part of the Mishnah. Ani v'chavreti tehora. Me and my friend are both pure. Ne'emenet al chavreta ve'ena ne'emenet al atzma. She's believed about the friend, but not about herself. So the Gemara says, ve'id leika edim. If there are no witnesses, atzma amay lo mehemna. If there are no witnesses, why is she not believed about herself? Why can't she say about herself that she that she is tahor, tahora? If there are no witnesses saying otherwise, why is she not believed? Ela pshita deika edim. It must be in the third case that there are witnesses. So what do we have? Reisha v'seifa, the first and the last case, deika edim. There are witnesses. Umetziata deleika edim. But the middle case, there's no witnesses. Does that make any sense? In our Mishnah, we take one Mishnah. First case, witnesses. Last case, witnesses. Middle case, no witnesses. Does that make any sense? The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, in. Yes, it does make sense. Reisha v'seifa deika edim. First and last case, there are witnesses. Metziata deleika edim. And the middle case, there are no witnesses. That's very clear. It's an easy understanding. Rav Papa gives a second answer. Rav Papa explains. Rav Papa Amar, kula deika edim. Really, all of the cases, there are witnesses. It makes more sense.
Captured.
Right. Edim, that they were captured. Ve'ika ed echad deka apich. And he says there is one witness that is mehapech. He disagrees and says the complete opposite of what she's trying to say. So let's understand. We're going to go over all the cases again with seeing Rav Papa's understanding with one witness disagreeing. The Gemara explains. Amira ani tme'a v'chaverti tehora. She says, I am tame'a and my friend is tehora. Amar ve'amarla and the win ve'amarla ed echad and one witness says at tehora ve'chavertech tme'a. No, it's the other way around. You are tehora, your friend is tme'a. Ihi shavyata l'nafsha chatichad isura. She made herself into a piece of isur, made her asur. So she said she's asur. Chaverta mishtaria apumadida. But the friend is permitted based on her testimony, saying that she said about her friend that she's tehora. So the friend is tehora. Second case. Ani tehora v'chaverti tme'a. If I am tehora and my friend is tme'a, ve'amar la ed echad, and one witness says, at tme'a, you are impure, v'chavertach tehora, but your friend is pure. Ihi, she, kevan de'ika edim, since there are witnesses that saying she is tme'a, lav kol kemine, we cannot go so far to say that she is tehora. We have to say she is tme'a because there is witnesses. Whereas, chaverta, her friend, mishtaria apuma de'ed. Her friend would be permitted based on the testimony of the witness. The witness is saying that the friend is pure. So we believe the witness in saying that the friend is pure. Second case. Number three. Ani v'chavreti tme'a. She says, I and my friend are both impure. Ve'amar la ed echad. And one witness comes and says, at v'chavertach tehora. You and your friend are actually both pure. So it goes the opposite. So what happens? Ihi shavyata l'nafsha chatichat isura. She said about herself that she's tme'a. So she's making herself chatichat isura. When you call yourself tme'a, you make yourself a piece of isur. So therefore she is asur. Whereas chaverta, her friend, mishtariya apuma de'ed. Her friend would be permitted on the case of the mouth of the witness. So now the Gemara asks, ha tu lamali? Why do we need this case additionally? Hainu Reisha. This is the exact same case as we taught in the Reisha. In the initial case, the first case, according to Rav Papa, we said that she made herself Isur, and her friend, based on the witnesses, based on the testimony, is going to be permitted, or based on the mouth, is going to be permitted. So the Gemara says, Ma'u detema, I would have thought to say, Hane tarivaihu tehorodninu. Really, in this last case, that she's saying both of us are tamea, they're really both pure. They're not impure, they're pure. And why did she say they're impure? Why did she say they're impure? Tamod nafshi im pelishtim. She's saying, this is a famous pasuk we saw earlier in the Masechet, that sometimes a person, they want to make somebody else tme'ah, they're willing to sacrifice for themselves also, throw themselves under the bus also, to make it be believed. Because if she says, I'm tehora, she's tme'ah, it's not going to be believed. Can't be you're Tehoran, you're versing, you're calling your friend Tme'ah. So what does she say? We're both Tme'ah. Uh-huh. So that she can get both of us, she can get her to be Tme'ah. But really they're both Tehoran, she wants to go against her friend. So that's why in that case, the Kamra Hachi, that's why she said like that, he deka avda. Maybe that's why she did what she did. Maybe that's what we would have thought. Kamashmalan comes the Gemara teaches that no, even in that last case, they're really both tme'ot, and we wouldn't believe like that. Meaning, I would have thought to say that this is the same case as the first case. The Gemara is explaining that no, it's not the same case as the first case, because this last case, we think maybe it's talking about a case that they're really both tehora, but really they're not really both tehora. Aniva chavirti tehora. She says, me and my friend are both pure. Ve'amarla edechan, one witness comes and says, at ve'chavertach teme'a, you and your friend are impure, not pure. So ihi she kevan de'ika edim, since there are witnesses, lav kol kemine, she cannot go so far to say that she is pure if the witnesses are saying that she is impure. Okay, chaverta, her friend, mishtaria apuma didda, but her friend is permitted based on her testimony. She said that her friend is pure, so we view her friend as being pure. So the Gemara asks again. Hatulamali, why do we need this case? Hainu Reisha, this was the exact same thing we learned from the Reisha, from the first case in of what we brought according to Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, the Reisha, the case of the Reisha, Ma'u detema, I would have thought to say, Ki mehemna, when do we believe her? Bimkom de pasla nafsha. We believe her about her friend when she says that I am teme'a and my friend is tehora because she is saying about herself something negative. Since she's putting herself down, we believe that what she's saying about her friend is probably true. Aval, but in this case, bimekom de machshera nafsha, if she's saying that I am tahora, I am pure, eman lo mehemna, I would have thought to say that maybe we would not believe her, because she cannot say a good thing about herself, maybe she's not believed in that case. So therefore, right, exactly, no, No, she cannot say that me and my friend are both tehora because maybe she's not believed about herself since she's doing it in her own benefit. So there, kamashmalan, comes the Gemara teach us that even in that case, we would believe her. Meaning, even in the case that she says, me and my friend are both tehora, we would not think to say that really she is lying and she is not tehora. One second, let me just finish the Mishnah, until the Mishnah. And therefore, in this case, we can learn from here and understand that this case is different than the Reisha, than the initial case in the Mishnah, and it's not the exact same case, which is why it brought both of them. Yeah, what's your question?
Sure, I got the answer.
You got the answer? Baruch Adonai Olam, amen v'amen.